Hey, Inner Strength Coach Jesse here, and I want to talk today about the truth behind why you're not losing weight. I suppose another title could be why you're not losing body fat, but I want to talk about the truth as to why. Most people in their journey of trying to lose weight, as soon as they hit some sort of a plateau, or as soon as they face some sort of obstacle, whether that be work has become challenging, or there's been some sort of family challenge, or maybe it's just because they've been tired, or maybe it's because not long after they start the fitness process, they realize, oh crap, I actually have to work at this in order for me to change. So let me talk to you about why people are not actually losing weight. And the first one is very predictable. Number one, it's consistency. It always comes down to consistency. People are not consistent enough over a long enough period of time. They're just not. And it's not sexy. It's not fun. But it's the truth. Let that sink in. It's the truth. People do not adhere to consistency for long enough. Now, I can elaborate on that for a little bit. But most people have never truly followed a disciplined nutrition plan and a disciplined exercise program for more than 90 days. Now, I'm speaking on this from a professional perspective, okay? I experience a lot of people who talk to me about how they think their exercise or nutrition program is good. And I will be the first to tell you that most of the time, it's not. At least it's not where it should be. Now, I'm not trying to rag on them in a negative way. Perhaps they are making progress, and of course, I will always celebrate that. But the truth of the matter is that they're not doing enough of the right things consistently well in order for their body to actually, physiologically, begin to make changes. So number one is consistency. They're not working out at least 3 times a week with moderate to high intensity. Their nutrition is not as accurate or not as good as they think it is. It might be better, and they might be doing better than what they think or than what they used to do, but it's still not where it needs to be. The second thing is this, complexity. People don't lose weight because of the complexity of their lives. Now, let me talk about what that means to me so it can make sense to you. You guys are balancing a lot. You have work, you have family, you have obligations at home, you have bills to pay, you have stress. And that's essentially what complexity means to me in this particular context. Stress. You're balancing out a lot. You are. And I want you to give yourself a little bit of love and a little bit of gratitude for just how strong you are for putting up with all the stuff that you put up with. But I will tell you that in order to be effective or more effective, you've got to get good at simplifying your life. Now, I'm not saying it's always possible, but I think it's a lot more possible than what we often think it is. When it comes to simplifying your life, I think it's really important that one, you understand what your main purposes are. You understand what your big why is. You have a vision for your life. You have a goal, or you have goals that you're trying to accomplish that you believe will lead to happiness, success, or impact, or whatever that is for you. If you do not have proper goals, it's hard to reverse engineer the rest of the things in your life to align with those goals. If you're clouded on what your goals are long-term, guys, it's really hard to align the actions of the day with those goals. So first thing, if you want to get your life more simple, is to take a powerful but small step and actually define what your goals are. I'm not just talking about your physical goals of weight loss or looking a certain way or performing a certain way. I'm talking about what kind of money do you want to make? What kind of a house do you want to live in? What kind of a retirement do you want to have? What kind of a family do you want to have? What kind of spiritual health do you want to have? And none of us are going to be perfect in these areas all the time. I wrestle with a lot of these things a lot, probably a lot more than what a lot of you guys think I do. But I try to be open about it to certain people that I trust. I try to be open about it with myself because I believe that wrestling through complexity is the only way to find the best kind of simplicity. So write down your goals to make things more simple. Number two, you need to get better at managing stress. Stress is a part of life. You will not live an effective, happy, forward-moving life without stress. Now, I'm not telling you that it's okay or that we should tolerate high amounts of stress for long periods of time. What I'm simply suggesting to you is that you can grow to handle the stress that is upon you. You need to give yourself a break, but you also need to balance it out with, where am I backing down from discomfort? Is your perception of the situation the true problem versus the situation? Because guess what, guys? I've learned this the hard way. You can't control other people. You can't control what your boss does or doesn't do. You can't control what your family does or doesn't do. You might be able to influence. You might be able to have a say. But at the end of the day, you can't control anybody else. All you can do is control yourself. You guys have probably heard me say this before if you've been in Inner Strength for any length of time. E plus R equals O. E stands for the event. R stands for your reaction. And O equals the outcome. So any event, that's what happens, plus R, your reaction, equals the outcome. Whatever happens, happens. That's rarely, if ever, in your control. But the outcome is always a byproduct of your response to whatever happened. So guys, if you're going to grow and reduce complexity in your life, you've got to get good at managing stress. And the only way for you to manage your stress is to do a couple things. One, you need to take responsibility. You do. You need to look at yourself and say, where are my thoughts and my perspectives holding me back? Where am I struggling? And guess what, guys? It's okay to struggle. It's okay. But you can't do anything about that struggle until you get really honest with it and then make a decision that you're not a victim. You can seek change. I'm not telling you it's easy. I'm not saying that you don't have certain challenges that maybe don't need professional help. But to the point that you can, you need to take ownership. And the point that you can't, you need to let go and learn to live with it to the best of your ability. Because guess what? We only get one shot, guys, at this thing called life. We only get one shot. You've got to take responsibility. Second thing when it comes to managing stress is you need to set boundaries. You need to set boundaries, not invisible boundaries that no one else knows exist except for you, boundaries that you communicate with other people. And in order for you to communicate with other people, guess what? You've also got to get good at. You got to get good at confronting things within yourself. If you're the kind of person who lets people walk all over you, yes, you could sit there and say that there's a problem with the other person, perhaps, but maybe not. But if you're not setting boundaries and communicating that this is not okay, I don't like it when you talk to me like that, please do X, Y, or Z so I don't have to respond with X, Y, or Z. Does that make sense? Your goal, your objective in managing stress is simply to communicate well with those around you while simultaneously realizing you can't control them. Set boundaries, guys. But you can't expect a certain standard from other people without first expecting a high standard of yourself. And even when you expect a high standard of yourself, guess what? You got to be really careful what kind of expectations you have of other people, because you will live in disappointment and frustration. When you realize you can only control yourself, you will then begin to manage your stress a lot more effectively. And when you begin to let go of all the things you cannot control, the market, your job, people you serve at your work, family, bills sometimes, guys, you will begin to experience more freedom and more empowerment on a daily basis. So the first thing, guys, the first reason as to why you're not losing weight is consistency. Second thing is complexity. And I know I just talked a lot about mindset and some other things, but guys, I see this all the time. If you do not get good at managing the stress in your life and simplifying things, you will not be effective in any area of your life probably most importantly, your health and your relationships. And the third thing is choice. Choice. Guys, I honestly think people who don't lose weight are making little choices on a daily basis that lead to them not experiencing the success that they want. Let me elaborate on some specifics. You're choosing to stay up late and watch TV versus getting more sleep. You're choosing to drink on the weekends or during the week. You're choosing to eat the foods you know are not supporting your goals. Now, I'm not telling you to live in guilt. I'm a huge fan of you living in balance. I personally think that the 80% doing well rule and 20% doing whatever you want is a great strategy for achieving progress while maintaining balance. The problem is a lot of you don't know how to balance it out. You're either 100% all in or you're zero all out. You don't know how to balance it. And it's okay to struggle, but I'm telling you that the way for you to find long-term success is for you to figure out that balance where 80% of the time, minimum, you're doing well. You're eating the foods you should be eating. You're exercising as often as you should be. And the other 20% is left for you to enjoy on your weekends or at holidays or at office parties or on your birthday. Special occasions. That's what I'm talking about. So you have a choice. You can continue to do the same things you've always done and live with the same results you've always gotten. Or you can make a choice that you're willing to change and you're willing to do the deep inner emotional work to do so. Because guys, as much as I know getting more information might be what you think you need, most of you need to do some of the deep inner emotional and even mental spiritual work in order for you to be capable of change. Because change starts with your beliefs. If your beliefs are wrong, your behaviors will be wrong. If your behaviors are wrong, your results will be wrong. If your beliefs are right, your thoughts will be right, your behaviors will be right, and guess what? Your results will be right. So, I didn't talk a lot about nutrition. I didn't even talk a lot about exercise. I talked about the three mindsets you need to have in order for you to lose the weight and simultaneously the reason why you're not losing weight. If you have any questions, if this is helpful, please share it. Give a like, subscribe, leave a comment. I'm here to serve. God bless y'all, and I'll talk to you soon.